American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank. Document page 765. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Guibert and others. Pedro Guibert and others. 733. 6 or 6.5. A clipper will, on average, sail 1/3 faster than a merchant vessel. The Panda and Mexican would not be likely to meet because the schooner ought to be much ahead of the brig. I am well acquainted with the currency on the African coast. Spanish dollars are current there. Even doubloons and ounces will pass. I have been on the coast as far as Congo and 30 leagues up the river. Petit Sestos and Nefu are not the same places. Vessels going from Havana always carry specie. If they had a full cargo, fitted for trade with the natives, they would carry about $1,000 or $2,000. It is 5,280 miles from Havana to Cape Monte. I am acquainted with Captain Guibert. He bears a good character in Havana among the most respectable mercantile houses. I have also heard Bernardo de Soto spoken well of by captains and merchants. I do not know whether Captain Guibert has any property. I know that de Soto owned a schooner in 32 and that he sold her. Afterwards, I heard that he had bought the Panda and gone out in her. In 27, Captain Guibert was concerned in a mercantile house. I think the goods in their warehouse might be worth from $8,000 to $10,000. Cross-examined. By being in the African trade, I mean to say that I have been in the slave trade. The English themselves sell slaves. Captain Joseph Smith. I have been 25 years in the Navy of the United States as a midshipman, lieutenant, and master commandant. I have examined the course of the Mexican as marked on her chart. She must be a dull sailor not to have gotten farther in 20 days than 3,334 tauntai. I should think the difference in sailing between such a vessel and a clipper in a light wind would be 25%. In rough weather, it would not be so much, not more than 10%. In August and September, the winds, in the latitude in question, are westerly and southerly. In making the passage from Havana to Africa, the clipper would probably get out of the Gulf Stream in 3 days and go north as far as Lat. 30 or 35 place where Mexican was robbed in order to get a favorable wind. The clipper would reach the above latitude in about 6 days from Havana. I do not think the schooner and brig could meet. Cross-examined. If the vessel should meet, it would be about where the Mexican was met by the pirate. Captain Bethune. I have been 10 or 12 years acquainted with nautical matters. I do not know much about clippers, but I should think there was a 20 or 25% difference between their rate of sailing and that of merchantmen. It is a mere matter of opinion whether the Panda and Mexican would meet, but I should think it probable that they would. Edward H. Foucault. I have been to sea for 12 years. I am the master of a vessel and in the employ of Bryant and Sturgis. I do not know the difference in sailing between a clipper and a merchantman except by reputation. I should think there would be a 30% difference in favor of the clipper.